Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll explore the topic of living longer and how this will affect your retirement savings. If you are a baby boomer, first the good news. Your generation, the one that sang, "Hope I die before I get old," is going to live longer than any in history. The bad news? That means your retirement money has to last a lot longer than that of any other generation. To make the complex financial decisions required to address this dilemma, you're going to have to expand your mind. To paraphrase another popular boomer phrase, the trouble is that complex decision-making has been shown to become more difficult the older we get. According to a Harvard University study, about half the population between age 80 and 89 either has dementia or a diagnosis of cognitive impairment without dementia. Not a comforting statistic. Wisdom accumulates continuously each year we live, but our ability to process and interpret new information diminishes as we age. There is an optimal balance point between the positive knowledge capital and experience we accumulate, and the period during which we inevitably become less sharp and more close-minded. This is why people in their 40s and 50s should plan now to set the course for what may be a 100-year stay on this planet. Plan early and do not put off complex decisions relating to wealth and estate planning. You may also want to consider where you are getting your advice. People in your similar age group may have similar experience and accumulated wisdom and are likely set in certain ways. Take a fresh look at your financial plans from multiple perspectives. Many advisors surround themselves with a diversified team of experts who range in age and who can provide different points of view. Don't despair. You can take steps to help preserve your intellectual capital. We suggest you build your cognitive ability, whatever your age, by exercising your body and your brain. Engage in vigorous physical and intellectual activity. Embrace the use it or lose it philosophy. Take courses or study something you've always wanted to know about. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can arrange and discuss your particular investment situation.